Peace and blessings. Shalom, shalom, salama, salam aleikum, shalom. Welcome to the reading of Genesis chapter 21. Okay, so you guys know, for those that have been following the readings each segment, you guys know that I normally will read from the Latin Vulgate or the Septuagint, and then I'll compare it to a modern translation, usually maybe the CIFRA or the TS 2009. I'm not going to do that this segment. Today I'm going to just read it solely out of the TS 2009 with the hopes of, once again, like I said before, getting all of the scriptures read to you guys here on the podcast, Genesis through Revelations. And you guys know also that I share in the apocryphal books. Like right now, I'm in the Book of Enoch series. And some of the segments are available here on the podcast, but all of them are available on YouTube, as sometimes I do go and do the readings live. So anyway, I hope you guys are staying in tune with y'all sister and what the Most High is doing with me and using me to get the word to you. Hallelujah. Not so much of my own interpretations of it, but we just let scripture interpret itself. So I enjoy reading to you guys. All right. Hallelujah. So with no further ado, let's read the daily prayer provided by the Sefer. And then we'll have a song and then we'll get into the reading. Okay. And the prayer reads as follows. Blessed are you, Yahuwah of the armies, Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, our Elohim, and the Holy One of Yasharal, my Elua, and salvation, for giving us the way of salvation, truth, and Torah, and life everlasting in the blood of Yahusha HaMashiach. Barakatah Yahuwah Sebaoth, Barah HaShamayim VeHaaretz, Alahaikem shall Abraham, Yitzhak be Yaakov, Alahainu be Al Kadosh Echad Yashara, Alua Vieshai Shad Natan Lanu, Derek Ha Yeshua, Emeth Beha Torah, Veet Chaim Olam, Vedami shall Yahusha HaMashiach. Hallelujah. All right, let's do it. Genesis
posterity for stubborn disobedience and suffered the curse of captivity. 400 years twice over was the prophecy. Kidnapped from Africa, sold as a slave, but my home is in the east. Taken from the lands of Ham, but I am Shem. I am Israel, Israel. Taken from the lands of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the halls of Africa, I am Israel, Israel. like a deer from a hunter into the African bush, sold by my Ishmaelite and Hamitic brothers. Jerusalem fell under siege from the perils of war. I was forced to flee, sought refuge on African shores. If I forget the old Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its cunning. If I forget the old Jerusalem, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I forsake thee, O Mount Zion, woe be unto my soul. If I forget Jerusalem, chief of my joy.
Hallelujah. I am Shem by Queen Makeda. You guys, if you like the song, you can check it out on YouTube. All right, now let's get to the reading. Chapter 21, TS 2009 translation. Soon as I get there. Okay. I'm there. Yada, yada. Okay, and it reads as follows. And Yahuwah visited Sarah as he had said, and Yahuwah did for Sarah as he had spoken. So Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the appointed time of which Elohim had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Yitzhak. And Abraham circumcised his son Yitzhak when he was 8 days old, as Elohim had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Yitzhak was born to him. And Sarah said, Elohim has made me laugh, and everyone who hears of it laughs with me. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on that day Yitzhak was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Mitzrayan. Did I say that right? The Mitzrayan. Man, the Egyptian. I can't say that word the way it is here. As y'all know, the TS 2009, once again, like I always say, they use the restored Hebraic names for people and places. So sometimes it'd be kind of hard to say. Verse 9. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Mitzrayim, whom she had born to Abraham, mocking. So she said to Abraham, drive out this female servant and her son, for the son of this female servant shall not inherit with my son, with Yitzhak. And the matter was very evil in the eyes of Abraham because of his son. But Elohim said to Abraham, let it not be evil in your eyes because of the boy and because of your female servant. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Yitzhak your seed is called. And for the son of the female servant, I also make a nation because he is your seed. And Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water, which he gave to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, also the boy, and sent her away. And she left and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water in the skin was used up, and she placed the water under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat down about a bowshot away from, I'm sorry, why am I reading like that? Oh my goodness. And she went and sat down a bowshot away, for she said, "Let me not see the death of my boy." And she sat opposite him and lifted her voice and wept. And Elohim heard the voice of the boy. And the messenger of Elohim called to Hagar from the heavens and said to her, "What is the matter with you, Hagar? Do not fear, for Elohim has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Arise, lift up the boy and hold him with your hand, for I make a great nation of him." And Elohim opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. And Elohim was with the boy, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took a wife for him from the land of Mitzrayim. And it came to be at that time that Abimelech and Pichol, the commander of his army, spoke to Abraham, saying, "Elohim is with you in all that you do. And now swear to me by Elohim not to be untrue to me, to my offspring, or to my descendants. Do to me according to the loving commitment that I have done to you and to the land in which you have dwelt." And Abraham said, "I swear." And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had seized. And Abimelech said, "I do not know who has done this deed. Neither did you inform me, nor did I hear until today." So Abraham took sheep and cattle and gave them to Abimelech, and the two of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech asked Abraham, "What are those 7 ewe lambs which you have set by themselves?" And he said, "Take these 7 ewe lambs from my hand to be my witness that I have dug this well." So he called that place Beersheba, because the two of them swore an oath there. Sorry, guys, if you heard the barking in the background. My dog gets really excited when someone rings the intercom. And for whatever reason, anytime somebody needs to get in my building, they ring my intercom. Okay, so anyway, again, verse 31 of Genesis 21 says, "So he called that place Beersheba, because the two of them swore an oath there. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. And Abimelech rose with Pichol, the commander of his army. And they returned to the land of the Philistines. And he planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there called on the name of Yahweh, the everlasting Allah. And Abraham sojourned in the land of the Philistines many days." And that was the end of Genesis chapter 21. And you know what, guys? I can't help it. I want to hear how the early church heard this same scripture when it was shared with them. So we are going to go over to the Greek Septuagint, because you guys understand when Our land was downtrodden and taken over. It was taken over by the Greeks and the Romans, which is why we have a Greek translation of the scriptures, right? So I am kind of curious to hear how it was read. So family, take this walk with me. Let's walk on over here to Genesis chapter 21 in the Brenton's translation. All right? Okay. Now it reads as follows. And the Lord visited Sarah as he said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he spoke. And she conceived and bore to Abram a son in old age, at the set time according as the Lord spoke to him. And Abram called the name of his son that was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised Isaac on the eighth day, as God commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac, his son, was born to him. And Sarah said, "The Lord has made laughter for me, for whoever shall hear shall rejoice with me." And she said, "Who shall say to Abraham that Sarah suckles a child? For I have borne a child in my old age." And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the day that his son was weaned. And Sarah, having seen the son of Agar, the Egyptian, who was born to Abraham, sporting with Isaac, her son. See, the other translation said mocking. This one says sporting, right? Then she said to Abraham, and mind you, he was only 8 days old, right? So how much sporting or mocking could someone do? And this is why, family, I really do appreciate the apocryphal books. Because in the apocryphal books, it shares with us, I believe in the book of Jasher, that Sarah actually saw Ishmael trying to kill the baby, trying to kill her son. Okay? So, and that makes more sense. Can you imagine what kind of woman Sarah must have been to just see this elder sibling just teasing her baby, and she's like, "Oh, him and his mother got to get out of here." And I know it had to be something a little more dramatic than that. So when I read in the book of Jasher that he actually was trying to kill him, then I'm like, okay, that makes more sense. Again, you know, a lot of people don't dispute the canon, which are the 66 books that make up the Bible. But me, I think they're very incomplete. I think they're very fragmented. I also believe that they have been tampered with. So when I'm able to read the apocryphal books, I am, it's like the pieces are connected. The pieces of the puzzle are then present. Okay, but that's just for me. The Holy Spirit has to lead you and guide you in the way that he will. Okay, and I thank him. I thank the Spirit of the Most High Yah for bringing the apocryphas into my life. And I think I'm actually going to share some of the apocryphal books today on the podcast. Okay, so probably stick around for another segment if you have nothing else to do. And if you do, you can always catch it another time. But I do think that I'm going to be going into some apocryphal readings today. But anyway, okay, here we go. Verse 9. And Sarah, having seen the son of, and here, you know, remember the differences of the spellings of the names, right? In our English language, Sarah is S-A-R-A-H, right? And here in the Greek translation, it's S-A-R-R-H-A. And then the one that we know to be Hagar, which is spelled with an H, the H is dropped here in the Greek translation, and it's read Agar, A-G-A-R. All right, so those are some differences that I noticed. Okay, anyway, and the Egyptian who was born to Abraham, and then Abraham, there's no H. You know how we say Abraham here in the Greek is A-B-R-A-A-M. Abraham. All right. Sporting with Isaac. Verse 10. Then she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not inherit with my son Isaac. But the word appeared very hard before Abram concerning his son. And you see the difference here in the TS 2009. It said that it was evil in the eyes of Abraham. And here it says that it appeared very hard before Abraham. Those are some more differences, right? But Yah said, but God said to Abraham, let it not be hard before thee concerning the child and concerning the bondwoman in all things whatsoever Sarah shall say to thee, hear her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And moreover, I will make the son of this bondwoman a great nation, because he is thy seed. And Abram rose in the morning and took loaves and a skin of water and gave them to Agar. And she put the child on her shoulder and sent her away. And she, having departed, wandered in the wilderness near the well of the oath. And the water failed out of the skin. And she cast the child under a fir tree. And she departed and sat down opposite him at a distance, as it were a bow shot. For she said, surely I cannot see the death of my child. And she sat opposite him, and the child cried aloud and wept. And God heard the voice of the child from the place where he was. And an angel of God called Agar out of heaven and said to her, what is it, Agar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the child from the place where he is. Rise up and take the child and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of springing water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the child drink. And God was with the child, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness, and his mother took him a wife out of the Pharaoh of Egypt. And it came to pass at the time that Abimelech spoke, and how do you pronounce this? All right, it's O-C-H-O-Z-A-T-H, Akazath, his friend, and Pickle, the chief captain of his host. See, now, here we go, verse 22. I don't remember. I just remember only reading that it was Abimelech and Pickle. So let's go real quick. Let me take a look over there and see if that there's a difference there. All right. So look, here's how it's read in a more modern translation, right? It says, verse 22 of Bereshit chapter 21 says, and it came to be that at that time Abimelech and Pichol, the commander of his army, spoke to Abraham, saying, Elohim is with you in all that you do. Okay. And then here, in the Greek translation, it says, and it came to pass that Abimelech spoke, and Okozath, his friend, and Pichol, the chief captain of his host, to Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all things whatsoever thou mayest do. Now, you see, those little things, they seem like they can be little things, but a little can mean a lot. You know what I mean? Okay. So I don't think that much is thrown off from this chapter because of what was lost in translation or omitted, right? But this happens all throughout the scriptures. And that is the reason why I'm doing this reading of the early translations versus what we have now, okay? Just for small little differences like this as we study to show ourselves approved. Hallelujah. All right, so let's keep going. Verse 23. Now, therefore, swear to me by God that thou wilt not injure me, nor my seed, nor my name, but according to the righteousness which I have performed with thee, thou shalt deal with me and with the land in which thou hast sojourned. And Abram said, I swear. And Abram approved Abimelech because of the wells of water, which the servants of Abimelech took away. And Abimelech said to him, I know not who has done this thing to thee. Neither didst thou tell it me, neither heard I it, but only today. And Abram took sheep and calves and gave them to Abimelech, and both made a covenant. And Abram set 7 ewe lambs by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abram, what are these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set alone? And Abraham said, thou shalt receive the 7 ewe lambs of me, that they may be for me as a witness that I dug this well. Therefore he named the name of the place of the well, the oath, for there they both swore. And, okay, and so what's the difference there? In the modern translations, it says the name of that well. Let's go look over there again in the TS 2009. Hold on, I'm getting to the verse. Make covenant, ewe lambs, 7 lambs. Okay, yes, I thought so. Okay, so the place is called Beersheba. And so in the Greek translation, in verse 31, it simply says, there he named the name of that place, the well of the oath. So we see that that's translated to be Beersheba, right? For they both swore, and they made a covenant at the well of the oath. And there rose up Abimelech, Akozath, his friend, and Pichol, the commander-in-chief of his army. And they returned to the land of the Philistines. And we understand that that land is Palestine, right? I hope y'all know that. All right. And Abraham planted a field at the well of the oath and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the land of the Philistines, or the Palestines, many days. All right, y'all. Now I feel completed. Now I feel like I've done the segment the way I was supposed to. I don't even know why I was trying to rush through it and just only read the modern translation when I know I heard the assignment clearly. Okay? So, once again, guys, thank you so much for spending this time with your sister and listening. I hope you gained something. I hope you learned something. And if you already know these scriptures, I just hope something was stirred up on the inside of you to give you the desire to get back into them yourself. Get into the word, stay into the word, and see what the Most High has to say to you through the word. All right? Until next time, shalom, shalom, salam, salam alaikum, shalom. Love you.